USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 ruling that the Biden administration can cancel the Trump-era Remain in Mexico program, which required authorities to either jail asylum applicants from Central America or deny them entry into the United States until their cases are resolved. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick reacts to the ruling on Fox News.
So this is a terrible decision for America, and we alone in Texas are spending $4 billion this year in border security. We normally spend about $400 million. But we're not going to suggest packing the court. We're not going to try to burn down the cities because we don't like the decision. We're not going to change the filibuster rule. We're going to respect this decision and fight to overturn it.
On Thursday, Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in as the first black woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Inflation in the United States hit over 8.6% year over year, a 40-year high. During a press conference at the NATO summit in Madrid, President Biden acknowledges the high inflation.
I can understand why the American people are frustrated because of inflation, but inflation is higher in almost every other country. Prices in the pump are higher in almost every other country.
The president's comments not exactly true. Among the G7 nations, Germany's most recent inflation rate was 7.9%, the United Kingdom's was 7.8%, Italy's and Canada's were 6.8%, and France's was 5.2%. As states move to ban or regulate abortion following the Dobbs decision, many companies have announced they will pay for employees to travel to get an abortion. For example, Dick's Sporting Goods has pledged to provide up to $4,000 in travel reimbursements to any employee, spouse, or dependent enrolled in its medical plan seeking an out-of-state abortion. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
President Biden is once again speaking out regarding Roe versus Wade.
President Biden, speaking at the NATO summit in Madrid, Spain, Thursday morning, said he supports Congress ending the filibuster to pass legislation protecting abortion in America.
The most important thing to be clear about is we have to change, I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law, and the way to do that is to make sure that Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights, it should be, we provide an exception for this. They require an exception to the filibuster for this action.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another lawsuit is being filed after a school shooting in Michigan.
The parents of a teenager wounded during a mass shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan are suing the shop that sold the handgun used to kill four students and injure six other people. The federal complaint filed on behalf of Matthew and Mary Mueller accuses Acme Shooting Goods LLC of negligently or unlawfully supplying the gun through a straw sale. Authorities have said James Crumley bought the 9mm semi-automatic handgun used in the November 30th shooting as an early Christmas gift for his 15-year-old son, Ethan. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.